In other news.
To determine why and how the towers collapsed.
Kind of scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. I want to use this hour platform to air a full presentation by Charlotte Gerson, daughter of Dr. Max Gerson, who spoke at the 2010 Health and Healing Crusade. Dr. Gerson's last living child, Charlotte, passed away at her daughter's home in Italy last week. When Charlotte Gerson was 12 years old, she was healed by tuberculosis by her father, Dr. Max Gerson. And it's important to note that at that time, tuberculosis was considered a death sentence. She had the longest survival record of anyone who had been treated by the Gerson therapy. She's also the world's leading authority on its theory, background, and practice. The youngest of Max Gerson's three daughters, she began in her teens serving as her father's assistant, studying with him and working in his practice. Charlotte Gerson is the author of four books, with the most successful book titled Healing with the Gerson Way, Defeating Cancer and Other Chronic Diseases. This book, an update and upgrade of Dr. Gerson's 50-year-old A Cancer Therapy Results of 50 Cases, has been translated into a total of 12 languages. Her latest books are Defeating Obesity, Diabetes and High Blood Pressure, The Metabolic Syndrome, and Defeating Arthritis, Bone and Joint Disease. Let's have a listen to this presentation at the 2010 Health and Healing Crusade.
It's a very sad thing to contemplate that the medical pharmaceutical trusts that are making billions and trillions on disease and drugging people, that only about 15 years ago, it was that cancer was the number one killer disease of children under 17. Now, cancer is the number one killer, exceeding accidents, which at that time was the number one. It's now, cancer is the number one killer of children. And that's not acceptable. And there's a reason. And I hope to be able that by the end of this evening, you will fully understand what causes cancer, which will put you way ahead of every doctor or student of any kind of medical treatment. Because it's really simple. For instance, the human body has enormously powerful defenses against disease, but specifically against cancer, because it's a killer. The body has the immune system, the enzyme system, the hormone system, the mineral balances. It has the essential organs, all of which together form the body's defenses. And when they are functioning, you are well. Cancer is impossible. Let me repeat that. When those systems work, cancer is impossible. So you have to do quite a bit first, to destroy and damage and weaken those defenses. So how are you going about it? I'd like to not blame you at all. It isn't your fault. The medical pharmaceutical people are very happy to see you ill, because that's the only way to make money. Frankly, at my age, and you all know my age now, I have no arthritis, I have no high blood pressure, I have no osteoporosis, I have no heart cholesterol or any of those problems. All my tests are perfectly within normal range. How come? I eat only organic. I eat vegetarian. I get away from all processed foods. I eat all fresh, living, organic fruits and vegetables. But that's not enough. For instance, I have a little box here, which you may recognize even after a distance. it's nothing more or less than the box that the toothpaste, Colgate toothpaste comes in. And it's fluoridated. Did you know that every toothpaste, no matter just Colgate, any toothpaste that has fluoride in it has the following warning printed on the box as well as on the tube? Did you know there was a warning on those tubes? A lot of people didn't. I'm glad that this group is a little better educated. And let me just quick read you. It's in tiny, tiny print, so I just printed it out for myself so I could read it easily. It says, warnings. Keep out of the reach of children under 6 years of age. Don't you want to teach your kids to brush their teeth? Keep out of the, you can't give them toothpaste. But you're told that they need the fluoride so that they get healthy teeth and no cavities, aren't you? Well, listen to this. If more than is used for brushing is accidentally swallowed, mind you, kids don't have the capability yet of spitting out this toothpaste. If it's accidental, but they flavor it like candy, they make it look like candy. If it's accidentally swallowed, get medical help or contact the Poison Control Center right away. Did you know there was poison? They mark it, they tell you so. Most people don't read this. A couple of years ago, I had this same box, and I had an audience of larger group than this even, of about 1,200 people. And I asked for a show of hands who read it and who kept it out of reach of children. Not one single hand went up. People don't believe that there's poison in something that they put in their mouth. Never mind 6-year-olds. How about you? Do you think it's good for you to put poison in your mouth? Even if you spit it out, the mouth and the mucous membrane in the mouth is highly absorptive, and you get this poison. Furthermore, dentists who are knowledgeable and honest will tell you that there is no proof that fluoride does anything to prevent cavities. On the contrary, there are two cities, for instance, Toronto and Vancouver in Canada. Toronto has long been fluoridated, Vancouver is not. Vancouver has healthier children with less cavities, and healthier adults, and healthier elderly people without the broken bones, because they get brittle, and they cause damage. Hey, this isn't all. Children 2 to 4 use only a pea-sized amount and supervise the child's brushing and rinsing to minimize swallowing. They tell you don't swallow it, don't let your kids swallow it. It's poison. And if they do, contact the Poison Control Center. But they fluoridate your water. More than 52% of American states and cities have now fluoridated water. Why? It doesn't do a thing to help your teeth or your children's teeth. It is one of the most powerful poisons there are. It's highly toxic. It causes bones to be brittle, teeth to get blackened. And it damages your immune system, the very system that you need to keep you healthy and to help to fight infections and cancer. It's not just cancer. And now comes something else interesting. There was a professor of dentistry at Harvard University, worldwide recognized university, Harvard, who had an assistant who happened to be studying for a PhD. And this assistant was working on fluoridation and found a very heavy contact between boys, especially from Harvard, who were getting fluoridated water for several years also in their home states, hometowns, and a very nasty form of cancer called osteosarcoma. It's a bone cancer. It's painful, and there's no cure, and chemo only worsens it, and chemo makes money for them. And she presented this to the professor by the name of Douglas, in case you run across it. I don't keep this secret. And what did he do with this tremendously important information that boys were getting sick and dying from the fluoridated water? What did he do? He hid it in a drawer way deep down under his desk. Nobody ever heard about it. As long as this woman was his assistant studying for her PhD. But then she got her PhD, stopped her connection, made herself a private, she became in private practice, and she published this material that she found. Now here stands Harvard with egg in their faces. Their professor was hiding the fact that what he was promoting, fluoride, was killing young men miserably, in pain and misery. And then comes the upshot. Professor Douglas, it turned out, was paid by Colgate to promote fluoridation. And just so that, you know, he showed that he really meant well, he gave $1 million for a new dental building at Harvard. Now, what professor do you know gets enough pay to donate $1 million? Colgate donated. Okay, so be careful. And I have another little bit of advice. If you're not going to read these warnings, best of all, don't ever buy anything or eat anything or feed your children anything or give them anything that has to have printed material on it that says what's in it. And God forbid, if there is something on that, in that material, any words that you don't understand, or anything that you're not quite sure the good Lord put on the earth for us to eat, don't touch. Don't touch. Now comes something else interesting. In 1931, a professor and MD and PhD in Europe by the name of Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize. And he showed, among other things, that cancer, the tissue, the malignant tissue, didn't use up in his lab, didn't use oxygen for survival. It uses fermentative metabolism, sugar metabolism, to survive. It doesn't work with oxygen, he found. And he also found that the human pH, meaning the acidity versus alkalinity in your bloodstream, a normal good pH in a normal human body, the blood pH should be at 7.35. Say roughly 7.4. That's slightly alkaline. 7 is neutral. Anything below 7 is acid. Anything above 7 is alkaline. Now comes the important thing. Meat, fish, cheese, chicken, any animal product, milk, cheese, causes the pH to fall, causes acidity in the body. Unfortunately, the standard American diet is very high in animal proteins, and people pride themselves, they have plenty of money and they can afford meat and fish and chicken and eggs and all of those animal products. While the poor people in the so-called underdeveloped countries, they don't have that kind of money. They live on vegetables. We have a clinic in Mexico that runs on the Gerson therapy. And you go into the street markets, they're huge piles of fresh fruit and vegetables. And many of those farmers don't have enough money to spread chemicals. That's another problem. The artificial fertilizer. Artificial fertilizer, three minerals. NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Well, that's nice. Problem. Plants, as well as vegetables, as well as animals, including ourselves, we need something like 52 different minerals. Where's the calcium and the magnesium and the manganese and the iron and the iodine and I can't name them all. Missing. And when those things are missing, you're deficient. And when you are deficient, your body can't defend itself against germs or viruses or anything like that. Not only that, now on top of that, your diet is high in fats, in animal proteins, and salt. That's exactly what tumor cells require to survive. But it's worse, because what happens now, the body's pH, the blood pH, and the body must keep it in a very, very narrow range. And that pH falls. All of these animal products, including milk, which you think is alkaline, it's not, it's acid forming in the body. All of these animal products cause your pH to fall below 7 into the acid range. Now, when your blood goes to acid, it is incapable of carrying oxygen to your cells. And meantime, Otto Warburg has shown that the cell without oxygen goes into a lower form of metabolism, the fermentative metabolism, and the only thing cells can do with this fermentative metabolism, it can't do its job, the muscles can't contract, the nerves can't conduct, the eyes can't see, and so on. The only thing the tissues and cells can do with this fermentative metabolism is grow and split and grow and split and grow and split and grow and split. That's cancer. And don't tell me the people don't know that. For years, they've collected billions, and I'm afraid some of you have contributed billions to research in cancer. They know this, but it doesn't make money. The only thing that makes money in cancer is chemotherapy and drugs and poison. Essentially, that's what doctors are, drug pushers. Now, with the American diet being so high in animal products, in animal protein, the average American blood pH is below 7. It's 6.8. And when it falls still further, your blood can't carry oxygen. And don't tell me the researchers don't know this. Because when researchers are done with malignant tissue that they've been playing around with in their laboratory and they want to kill it and get rid of it, they pass some oxygen over it. The oxygen kills the malignant tissue. But your blood pH, when it goes too low, below 7, can't carry enough oxygen. So, and I'm going to have to tell you, essentially to keep well, to keep healthy, to keep your children well, I'm going to have to tell you again, do what Dr. Gerson said you must do. eat fresh, eat living, eat organic, eat vegetarian. The vegetarian foods have the alkalinity. They keep the blood at the alkalinity that you need. They help the bloodstream carry oxygen. They help the defenses to be in place and stay in place. And you avoid the poisoning. And then comes something else. When the blood pH falls below 7, 6, 8, 6, 5, 6, 6, you would die. Unless the blood defends itself. The blood has to do something. Your body has to fight it. Because at that low level of pH, you can't exist. So what does the blood have to do? If you continually keep your pH low because you eat animal products and your doctors don't tell you not to do that, they know full well. The body now has to absolutely to survive, has to neutralize this acidity. And how does it do that? It needs calcium. So the doctors give you calcium pills, and like a good patient, you take the calcium and you're there, I'm taken care of. No way. The artificial calcium, anything that comes out of a laboratory, anything that comes out of a chemical factory and that comes in pills and in caplets and in I don't know what form and shape, it doesn't go into the system. The body needs living substances. Do you know where calcium can come from? The best sort of calcium, if you stop your kids from drinking milk, and they don't need milk. Another thing too, most children after the age of 2 don't have the milk digestive enzyme. They can't even handle it. And if you also give them meat or fish or chicken or eggs, they are much too high in protein. And their pH falls below 7. Now, the blood, in order to keep you well and to keep you living, has to provide itself with calcium. What does it do? It takes the calcium out of your bones. That's called osteoporosis. You'll see, I have a straight back. I don't have osteoporosis. I don't have pains. I don't have a doctor. Okay. That's something else. When you go to a doctor with pain or symptom, or you have a problem, or you're bleeding, God forbid, or something like that, you expect the doctor to give you some pill or treatment or other to get you well. First, please let me tell you. Orthodox medicine has 2 important branches. One is for acute problems. You have an accident, God forbid, you break something, you cut yourself, or you burn yourself. They're good at taking care of that. I don't argue that. They can set your bones. God forbid you have a bullet in your system or somebody stabs you or any of these terrible things happen. They do happen these days. They can help you. They fix you up. They can put your bones back together. That's fine. They do that. And I have no argument with that. Congratulations. But when it comes to chronic degenerative diseases, by definition, they are incurable. All of them. 1,500 of them. And then some. Now what do? What the doctors are taught in school is simply help to give the relief. You have high blood pressure, here's a drug for high blood pressure. You have a heart problem, here's a drug for the heart problem. You have a bone problem, here's a problem, arthritis. Do you remember the story of Vioxx? Vioxx was put on the market by Merck. And this was out about 3 years ago. Merck admitted that they were making over $2.5 billion on the sale of Vioxx. Vioxx, they also admitted, had killed worldwide 55,000 people. Vioxx was a pain relief for arthritis. What's arthritis? Simple. Excess protein. The protein turns into acidity. And you have phosphoric acid, and it causes inflammation of the bone, and then the body has to withdraw calcium, and between the withdrawing calcium and the bone irritation and inflammation, and before you know it, you have arthritis. Do I have arthritis? No. I don't eat proteins. Animal proteins. It's very simple. It is so simple. And then comes another thing. Why don't I want to go in the hospital? Why don't I want to see a doctor? All medical drugs, bar none, all are liver toxic. Liver? The liver is the key organ. The liver is responsible for everything biochemically that happens in your body. Everything begins and ends in the liver. Everything. It's part of healing. It's part of producing all the nutrients your body needs everywhere. Hormones and sex and everything begins and ends in the liver. The liver is the key organ. The liver is a fantastic organ. Now, you may have heard it said that the liver will filter your blood. It does that. But that's only one of the very, very many functions that the liver has. But the problem is that every medical drug, street drug, prescription drug, any drug whatsoever, is liver toxic. You can't tell me that you don't hear drug ads on television all the time. You know that the United States is the only country, I believe there's one other country, it's either New Zealand or it's somewhere in the Pacific. There are two countries in the world that permit drugs to be advertised to the public directly. But they tell you the side effects. And the side effects are horrifying, including death. I get curious. I'm not a doctor. I don't have a medical degree. I learned everything I know firstly from my father and then from working with other doctors who were healing cancer patients with Gerson therapy. I have big fat books. One of them is called Medical Diagnosis and Treatment. And it tells you just about every kind of disease. And then how it's being treated and the drugs that are used and what side effects they have and what final effects they have and all of that. And I look at these things. I read them. And I suggest you do some of that. I read them. So one of the things that started my father on the whole idea of healing was his own migraine headaches. They were genetic. His mother had migraine headaches. I had migraine headaches when I was 8 years old, if I drank milk. And he was very sick. By the time he was through internship and residency, he was sometimes laid up in bed 3 days a week in a darkened room and nauseated and terrible headache pains and unable to function. And he asked his doctors and teachers and professors for help. That's just reading up. There's no cure. You'll feel better when you're 55. But I'm 25. So he decided he had to find his own way, and he did. It took him a long time, but he finally found an obscure little Italian journal where there was an article about a woman who had changed her diet and improved her migraine. Diet? Never heard anything about diet in medical school. That was below the doctors, you know. This is for the cook in the kitchen. There has nothing to do with a doctor. Well, anyway, he found what to do. And then he accidentally found that the diet he was using to control his migraines also controlled skin tuberculosis. And then later controlled other forms of tuberculosis. And as he was healing other people with all kinds of tuberculosis, especially the young people who had the so-called galloping tuberculosis, were dying. And he found that they responded to this nutritional diet. Nutritional therapy for healing. Healing? No one talked to him about healing in medical school. Drugging. Healing? There's no such thing. Chronic degenerative disease just don't heal. But you have to heal. And when you do it right, you can heal. And that's the key. So first thing, you got to eliminate the poisons. And then you say, okay, no fluoride. But there are so many other poisons. Tell you some other things. You know, there's a huge epidemic of obesity. You know that that's specially promoted? There were two doctors who were going to research obesity and the problems and the connection to heart disease and connection to diabetes and all. Diabetes type 2 is another joke. It's so simple. We get rid of it in a matter of a week or 10 days. Rid of it, yes. I'll tell you a little later. So these researchers wanted to test this obesity ideas and what to do and how it can, how it affects and everything on animals, lab animals. They had a problem. The animals wouldn't get obese. They would eat what they wanted to eat and they wouldn't get obese. What are you going to do? Well, it happened that they accidentally found out, a lot of these things are accidental, accidentally found out that if they gave the younger animals an injection of MSG, monosodium glutamate, that affected a certain part of their brain, that particular portion, that center of the brain, that tells you, you're full, you don't want to eat anymore. You don't need anymore. That's it. So the animals do that. We are smarter. We make our food attractive. But what they did is when they injected these animals with MSG, they lost their knowledge of that reflex that told them they had enough to eat. They would eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and get obese. So they said, okay, we can do that with people. They'll buy more food, we make more money. They put about 5,000 supermarket foods have MSG in it. Because they want you to take it. They want you to eat more. They want to sell you more. As it happens, it's also addictive. You like it. It's a food additive that's, it causes, thank you. It causes you to want to return to this very same food. You return for more. You go into restaurants, the ones that had MSG in their food, you like that, you go back to it and you eat more and you order more and you pay more and they make money and everybody is happy, except you. Oh, thank you. Okay. A real, real friend. Thank you, Danny. Carrot juice. Okay, so you not only have fluoride, you have MSG in your food, and you'll never know it by what it stamped, what is written on the content, because it says natural food additive or flavor enhancer, or, you know, they have fancy words. So you don't know it. But you're eating it, you're going back to it, you get addicted to it, you get obese. And it's really hard to control because they cause you an addiction. They can sell more food, they can sell more drugs for reducing. Oh, then comes another problem, drugs for reducing. The sugar, you know, the artificial sugar, aspartame, NutraSweet and stuff like that. It has three names. NutraSweet, it calls Equal and Spoonful. That's all their trade names, but it's all aspartame. Highly toxic. And our good former Secretary of Defense owned the company that produced, yes, that produced the aspartame, the NutraSweet. It's called G.D. Searle. And that company, he was the main stockholder and virtually co-owner. He sold it to, I believe it was Monsanto, I'm not quite sure of that. Okay. And they built a huge complex to produce this wonderful artificial sugar. And FDA, in this case, bless their hearts, for once, they said no. It's so toxic. It's such a heavy nerve poison. We cannot pass it. It can't go into food. And they had this big plant. Now what do we do? So they went to the guy who sold it to them for billions and said, here, we have this big plant. We paid you a huge lot of money. And the FDA won't pass it. What am I going to do? So he said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And he took care of it. He properly paid all the people who were doing the research at FDA. You think they're protecting you? Why do they allow fluoride in the toothpaste? Oh, there's a warning on it. Yeah, right. Okay, so now they paid and paid huge sums of money. Two of their researchers at FDA actually resigned in protest, bless their hearts. But the others took the money and passed it. And it's now, the aspartame is now in 10,000 foods in supermarkets, and it has caused actually an epidemic of multiple sclerosis. It isn't actually multiple sclerosis, but it has very similar symptoms as multiple sclerosis, so they passed it off on you. So here you are. Then you're surprised you're sick? That's the only way they can make money. And then comes, it gets worse. I'm sorry, I don't have good news for you. They are now feeling that they have saturated the market of the middle-aged and elderly people on cholesterol drugs and heart drugs and this drugs and that drugs. So now they give children chicken McNuggets that cause children to have high cholesterol. And now they say children under 3 years of age, no, up to starting 3 years of age, under kindergarten age, should be tested, and if they have high cholesterol, they should be on cholesterol drugs, which you have to be on for the rest of your life. They want to make money. Why can't we just give them decent food? Now we come back to the young people. Thank you. The young people, they go to school, they get lunches, they get fun foods, hot dogs, they get lunches maybe with fancy bologna or other, you know, chemicalized meats of all kinds. I once studied this. I wanted to write an article about hot dogs. I never buy them, so I've never seen all the list of stuff that's in there. But I looked at them, you know, a long, long list of all kinds of chemicals. The next thing I know, I say, oh, for heaven's sakes, if they don't get hot dogs, what are they going to get? Bologna or other things? There's the same exact stuff in there, too. And then I find that the University of North Carolina already made a study of hot dogs. Okay, and that study showed that when children ages 8 to 12 eat hot dogs as many as 12 a month, that's only 3 a week, their chances of developing leukemia and or lower brain tumors go up by 700%. Fun foods, great fun. That's a terrible thing. McDonald's is a terrible thing, not just for the kids, not just for the adults, not just for, but the environment. They have to raise enough beef. They raise woods, so we lose our producers of oxygen in the air. They ruin the environment. They ruin the world in order to supply people with adequate hot dogs and hamburgers. It's a terrible thing. John Robbins, who left the millions of the Robbins ice cream fortune aside, he didn't want it. It was made on children's teeth and health. He didn't want it. He wrote a book, Diet for a New America. And in that book, among other things, he shows how important it is to survive on vegetarian food. And he has a long list in that book of vegetarians who are world competitors in all kinds of world events. And they are longer able to compete, they live longer, they live better. For instance, Navratilova, you know, she was competing well into advanced age for competitors in sports like that. She had a consultant on nutrition, and he told her, never, never eat animal proteins before a contest. So she said, I'll pay you extra if you don't tell my competitors the same thing. Vegetarians, Olympic athletes, have better endurance than meat eaters. Have you ever heard that, you know, your only real good power for he-men is a good steak? Wrong. It's not true. You know, animals, they're being killed. I'm sure you've seen a cat catch a bird or a mouse and not quite kill it, and then for a little while play with it. And you think the cat is cruel. It's not. It's not cruel. It's preserving its life. In the course of the pursuit and trying to catch this animal, the animal produces a hormone that gives it an extra boost of energy, adrenaline. It's toxic. And the cat isn't going to eat that animal while it's toxic with this adrenaline in its bloodstream. So it partly kills it, not dead. It can't escape anymore, but it's not dead. Then it plays it, makes it move. So the animal is able to reabsorb Some of this adrenaline sends it back to the adrenals, passes the rest out as toxin through the liver, and when it's clean, the cat eats it. We don't do that. We kill the animals, the beef, you know, in tremendous herds. They smell death. They smell, they know, they can't move. They generate tremendous lots of adrenaline. We kill them with the adrenaline in their bloodstream. And then what happens? Do we eat nice fresh meat? No. No, we age the meat. It putrefies, yes, it putrefies. And then we have the long intestinal tract of the vegetarian animal. And this putrefied mess that we damage some more by cooking and spicing stays much too long in our long intestinal tract, then we get cancer in the colon. Because the putrefied meat that's full of adrenaline, toxic, old, aged, wasted, spoiled, and excuse me, rotten, stays much too long in our long intestinal tract that's designed for dealing with fresh and vegetarian fibrous food. There's no fiber in it. And then we get constipation. Oh yes, I wanted to tell you, in that book that I have on medical treatments, I looked up migraine headaches. And it gives you all kinds of medications. Very interesting. I found at least 5 to prevent migraine. But as you know, all drugs have side effects. And what are the side effects of this prevention for migraines? The headache and nausea and light sensitivity. So you might as well just get the migraine. I don't know how they can write and sell stuff like that. I don't know how people buy stuff like that. How doctors have the lack of wisdom, not to call it something worse, to prescribe something like that. Doctors learn to be drug pushers. You can live and live well. And then there are other things. There's some, for instance, Gardasil. Gardasil is a vaccine that is given to young women, young anywhere between 12 and 16 years of age, for a supposed disease, the HPV, the human papillomavirus, which is completely harmless. Some 90% of us get it one way or the other if we are sexually active. And it goes away by itself. It's curable, easily curable. But they tell you, they scare you. It's dangerous. And your young daughters could develop cancer. Doesn't happen. However, the vaccine, Gardasil, has caused, they admit it, 33 deaths. And thousands of hospitalization and sickened people. Much, much worse than anything the disease could possibly do. But they make money. And there's more. If you feed your children good, organic, vegetarian food and not canned and jarred and pickled and preserved and salted and chemically treated, they're good, healthy, normal, functioning kids. They don't get hyperactive, they don't get irritable, they don't get destructive. They're good, happy kids. But some of them get so bad that the mothers are even happy when the school prescribes Ritalin. Did you know that the school gets $1,000 for every kid they put on Ritalin? And there are some schools now that don't even accept children enrollment unless they are on Ritalin. Now, Ritalin is just one tiny molecule away from cocaine. And some cocaine addicts that are walking around in the streets, occasionally they can't get their fix. And they're miserable and they're unhappy and they don't know what to do and they can't find anybody. They go up to one of these kids, hand them a 10, and say, give me one of your Ritalin. It does the trick. It takes care of the cocaine addiction. In other words, they make cocaine addicts out of our children. It's a terrible thing. You can't do that. They're doing it. For money. It's greed. Please, you are in charge of your own health. And as we likely do and say, you dig your own grave with your teeth. Learn to not do that. I repeat, it's quite simple. Cancer is simply disease of toxicity and alkalinity destroyed and acidity. Eat the fresh living foods. Eat the vegetarian foods. And you will rebuild your alkalinity. You won't have any problems. There's cancer in my family. Am I worried? There are several people, my grandmother and her daughter, my aunt, and several other people in my family. So how many mammograms have I had? B. None. Zero. As long as you keep your body functioning, as you give it the right nutrients, as you keep your defenses going, as you keep your pH in good range, you don't have to worry. We have even seen children, for instance, one child, she was about 12 or 13 when she started, she had cystic fibrosis, supposed to be a genetic disease, right? And if it's genetic, it's incurable, right? Wrong. She had cystic fibrosis, her lungs were all gummed up, she was in serious pain always, breathing trouble, had antibiotics constantly, and she was told she wouldn't live beyond 2022. Well, she started the Gerson therapy with the fresh living foods and juices and detoxifying and staying away from toxic stuff. She not only got married, she was told she could never have a child. She's 28, she has a 3-year-old healthy baby boy, and she's fine, thank you. We've even seen something else that's really extraordinary. You know what trisomy is? When chromosomes normally split, so you have one from your father, one from your mother, a double set of chromosomes. But what if they don't split correctly, and you have three? Then you have the mongoloid children with terrible problems and they never develop right. Well, we have been able to control even that with the right food, with the right nutrients, because we are helping the body so that it can function normally, protect itself, and work everything in its right way. And that's what you need to learn. And it is possible. And we have books and DVDs. And we have materials that give you all the details in easy to understand language. I'm hoping that you understand me. I purposely don't use big fancy words. I don't want to, show off or anything. I want to communicate and help people to learn and understand why they are sick in the first place. And you know that diabetes, number 2 diabetes age onset, I told you, I'll tell you more about it. It's not really diabetes. It's simply a high cholesterol disease. It's merely that cells who have the so-called insulin receptors don't get they're blocked, they're clogged with cholesterol, and they don't get the insulin. You know, it's like you have a perfectly good plug, you have a perfectly good TV, but there's a metal plate in between them and you can't connect. So get rid of it. Cholesterol. Stop eating animal protein. Stop deep frying things. Stop the fats and all of these other things. And you can stop the cholesterol drugs and stop the diabetes drugs. And in most of the cases that we see, usually in terminal condition with cancer, with diabetes, it's disappeared in 5 days. Diabetes has disappeared in 5 to 6 days. All it is, just don't eat animal proteins which are loaded with cholesterol. And don't let anybody tell you you need milk and that the calcium in milk will get over osteoporosis. It causes osteoporosis. And all of that is available. It's available in books, it's available in DVDs, and it's available in information. And I try to give you as much of that information as possible. Okay, as a matter of fact, I've written most of what I've said today, I've written it up. And it's available for a couple of dollars. Milk from happy cows. Do you realize that California cows have as much as 750 million pus cells in a quart of milk? 750 million is permitted by the FDA to cross into other states. Million. Okay. You want to drink that? Oh yes, it's pasteurized. Now you have cooked pus cells. All right. We have even in this little pamphlet, we have a list of alkaline and alkalizing foods and a list of acid-forming foods. You can inform yourself. All that literature, you're lucky. It's here. It's available.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.